Shalom. We pay our salutations to the divinity within you. Welcome to the mission of Maitreya, Eternal Divine Path. These are our monthly gatherings with Maitreya to hear God and His revelations. Maitreya is the prophet of God, and these sessions are provided for humanity to hear God directly. In these monthly sessions, and any time that Maitreya will be revealing God's words, God's Spirit and Maitreya are one. If you have any questions, please send them to questions@maitreya.org. Again, welcome and Shalom.
This is the voice of God calling you, humanity. Humans have to come together and create one world, overcome their differences, and realize that this earth is not as stable as they think it is. The differences they have between themselves has been created because they have been confused, and they were created to be confused to this point because they have been using the unity among themselves to glorify themselves instead of realizing that the goal of life is to become divine and return to the essence. They take this universe as a permanent place, which is not. We have revealed this to them through our prophets. Every time a prophet comes, he tells them, do not be attached to this external world. This is temporary. Your essence and the goal of your life is to return back to the essence. But humanity is not listening to the prophets, as the original darkness was not listening to the voice of the reason. Now our voice have come to earth again and calling man to turn around and overcome the glitter and maya of this world, and set their lives and their society and the world based on the purpose of life. They have to recognize they are all our children, and they are not separated, and anything separate one part of the universe from the other is not from the highest, and the ego is involved. When the ego is involved, you are separated from your essence and us, and therefore you fall to the maya and your understanding, your desires, your wants. Humanity have to recognize to see the essence in each person, which is the same as the essence in the universe, and start respecting that essence in each man and create respectful relationship with each other and become highly moral in their behavior and in their dealings and in their lives. They recognize that that essence is always present, and therefore they are not escaping the judgment of the essence. They should become courteous to one another and create a society that people respect one another in every level, in the streets, in their homes, in their governments, in their dealings with others, and eventually bring Earth to a point that the morality and the Dharma of the universe is implemented. This voice have come to humanity again and clearly revealed to our prophet the truth that have been kept from humanity for thousands of years. Indeed, our mystery is no more. When the mystery is no more, we are calling them to come and join. And we have prophesied that indeed at the end time our prophet will come. And as we know humanity, he will be rejected. That is when the time of the tribulation and shake-up of this world will come. But those who are the elects and hear these words and succumb to their call, have no fear, because our protection is with them. But those who reject this call, those who resist the call, those who will not hear the plain truth of this revelation, as many have done, do not leave us any choice but to sunder them. Bring the elect together of the kingdom of heaven on earth. Therefore, those who reject this call do not harm us. They will harm themselves. They rather go to a concert or to a little attraction to the world instead of coming and hearing the truth of the universe. They read the scriptures and the revelation and the promises that we have given to many prophets and beings before you, and we have carried out our promise and promises to them. It is clearly is in your scripture that there will be an end time. It is in that time that we will open the seven seals and will send a prophet to you with the clear signs explaining what was happening for the last 12,000 years and before. And we have already given the vision of what will happen after this seventh seal is open. Therefore, this promise also will be fulfilled. We do not want to bring the tribulation to man. We indeed have taken every steps and every action necessary to avoid this. But as you can see, the call is not answered as we have predicted. The prophet is not accepted. The revelation is not listened to. They still separate themselves by countries, religions, gender, color. They cannot see that we exist in every man, woman, and child. When you kill a man, a woman, a child, you indeed shooting at us. When you are not just to a people, you are not just to us. When you are not courteous to your neighbor, you are not courteous to us. It is for you now to decide, do you want to change and turn around and face the essence and improve yourself and your life in every level possible and teach others also to create societies based on respect, based on sharing, based on creating an environment that more and more people can close their eyes, meditate, become friends, understand the limitations of relationships and the essence of man, woman, children, and why we have created them. As you can see, in compare with the world that we are in at this time, they indeed have gone far astray and it is getting worse. The real world, the real earth is the earth that there is no violence, there is sharing between people, all men, women, and children are equal and taken care of. Of course, equality does not mean similarity. The children should act like children, the men should act like men, the women should act like women, the grandparents should act like grandparents, the government should act like a government which is based on the essence and the laws and bring peace and unity among people and create the opportunities for the citizens to progress physically, mentally, spiritually. We have to create communities that people share with one another, respect each other, see the place of each individual in it, and create courteous relationship in the streets, in driving, in shops, and therefore society which living in it is like being in heaven. And more create the communities of light which make life easier and not to direct that easy life toward egoistic persuasions, but toward progress in our spirit. The way has been given clearly in this revelation. The answer is eternal divine path. The answer is for humanity to come close, progress, see the essence in everything, and why and for what reason anything has been created, and respect the nature of things instead of intellectualize it and try to discuss it away as something that they think should not be followed, and even reject the essence of God, because if they acknowledge that we exist, then they have to follow our laws. These laws are not created for us. These are created for you to purify yourself, create a strong family bond, stay in these strong families, create wonderful children, join the communities, and create the communities of light. Therefore, accelerate your and others' progress to come back to light. You are indeed living in darkness. And those who take this darkness as permanent and become attached to it, they go farther into darkness. Indeed, the original darkness still exists in the universe, and the whole creation is created to bring you to this point and ask you to turn around and see the reason for this creation. There is a reason, there is a purpose, and therefore come, create the communities of light, and bring the society back to the state of respectfulness, sharing, and environment that no child goes hungry, no man is disrespected, no woman is abused, and all of them know the goal of the life is to meditate, to contemplate, to concentrate, to think, and purify themselves more and more to the point that eventually we will have a humanity that will put their guns and their wars away. And that cannot be done with human thinking and the human understanding or intellectualizing things. It only can be done by listening to the prophets, to the revelations, the reason that this creation has been created, and creating the communities of light. No longer the excuses are accepted. This is our will, and our will is for you to step up and come and join the communities of light. This is the time that indeed have finished the fulfillment of all our prophecies and revelations, and the decision has been put on man and the elects to see this clearly and step up and recognize of the coming of the day of reckoning. We do not send our prophets to come here and say, worship me and all is okay. It is not okay. It has not been okay since the separation of the darkness from the light. And the darkness is so powerful and attractive that many cannot see that they are in darkness, and indeed they hate the light. Because in the light there is discipline, there is overcoming, there is purification, there is standing against the impurity of the world. It means going to the limb. It means to go against the darkness. And darkness, of course, does not want you to go back to light. So darkness makes you comfortable, even entice you and make reasoning why not go to the mission, why not go to God. And the reasoning is so perfect for you that you believe it. But that is not what the essence is calling you. That is not the light. Those who experience light, the darkness indeed is darkness, and the reasoning is empty. The darkness promises a lot of things and feels good, and you think it will fulfill it, but the more you eat of the darkness, the more hungry you will become. The more you drink from the darkness, the more thirsty you will be. It's an empty promise. It has no bottom. It's a bottomless pit, that the more you fall into it, the darker and unpleasant it will become. Look at their relationships. Look at their lives. It's falling apart. It's destructive. There's no commitment in the lives. The couples are not committing to each other because of God, because of the reasons that never is going to satisfy you. Therefore, compare other people's lives and relationships and destructive tendencies coming to them and learn. Observe. Observe the world to see how the darkness is destroying them. They're killing one another. Some kill because of the religious belief, others for economical gains, others just for pure ignorance. But each of them have their own reason, and they believe their reason is correct. Even they kill each other with the ideology which man-made. And they believe that their ideology can bring peace. And they say if everybody follows our way, the peace will come. Nobody says, let us follow God's way. He has created us, and therefore he knows better what is best for us. Indeed, we have created this universe, and we have put the nature of everything in it. If that nature is followed, if that dharma is followed, the peace and light will come to you. I clearly have revealed that the only way to peace is to follow the one we anoint to bring our words and ways to you. It is not who you choose as your leaders, but who we choose. They choose Saul. A tall, handsome man took them to wars and destruction and were not following our ways. Then we choose King David, who took them to a higher level and became the best leader ever humanity has seen. Therefore, know our ways and understand our revelations to you. It is not that what kind of the opinion and intellectual argument you can bring to the table, but what is this universe is about? How is it been created? Why is it been created? Are we here just eat, drink, make children and die? Or there's a reason, there is a purpose in this creation. Indeed, there is a purpose in this creation. There was darkness on the deep, a part of the essence left and fell into darkness. After we meditated on the darkness, we recognized that their ego, their self-centeredness, the separation made them go away from us. We send our spirit into that darkness, and that the spirit indeed sacrifices itself as Christ and eventually return to us with the recognition of the eternal divine path. We try to make that darkness to turn around and come back to light, but that darkness will not listen. It has all the powers that we have, and therefore there was a greater struggle between us. It was then that was decided the use of our powers to contain the darkness and create this universe. In order to do that, we have to surround the darkness and eventually create the elements of this universe, supernovas, and the universe, and eventually reverse the evolutionary process from crudest form back to plants, animals, and human. or any beings can now meditate and turn around and recognize that their goal is to go back to the essence. So you have come from darkness, and that darkness indeed does not let you to see the light which is within you. That essence indeed resides in that darkness, and our hope is based on that essence and light, that you will close your eyes, see that light, experience the joy of being free of this Maya, turn around and come back to us. That is the goal of life. That is what humanity have to learn. The children have to be taught. We have to create earth that accelerate this process instead of create disunity, wars, destruction, separation between nations, genders, and people. That is what this organization will promote. That is what our prophet have brought to you, and that is our goal. Therefore, commit yourself to this endeavor. Use your talents and abilities to make this to happen. We want you to create an organization can educate and reach to every corner on earth and learn from those who have created ways which make perfect products. Do not settle for mediocrity, but for perfection. Create the best CDs you can, the best websites, the best way to educate and spread this message to man. We are indeed an anomaly among the darkness that is on earth. We have no quarrel with those who still fight and destroy each other. We leave them alone. Let them kill each other and destroy one another and not listen to the signs that has been given, even with the weather, with the hurricane, with the global warming and whatever is happening to them. And still they go on, sound like it is going to stay forever. It will not. We will not let them to destroy what we have created. We have created this universe for purpose, and we have given them all the opportunities to turn around and repent and listen to this message and our prophets. They do not. They still think they know better than us, as Adam and Eve thought that they know better than us, and therefore we had to throw them out of the Eden, and they have to till the ground. Indeed, the Eden can come back. The garden can return to humanity if they recognize that their ways will not create the Garden of Eden. Their ways is against the universal setup, and turn around and meditate in everything in their life. Why they have been created? Why they have been created man? Why they have been created woman? Are they really similar? Or we have put a nature in each of them? They follow that dharma or nature for what they have been created. They can create couples that bring children that become respectful to the parents, courteous to others, and have a nurturing environment in the communities of light. And when they are old, the children and young people will take care of them, and they become community material. These are the nature of things that we have created to be. You go against this nature, you break yourself against the laws. The laws of the universe cannot be broken. Whoever goes against the law of the universe breaks themselves against those laws. So humanity indeed is powerless. We made them powerless 12,000 years ago. We closed the third eye. They cannot even know that there is an unseen universe exists. They have only two eyes, which is directed to the external world. Few people who open their eye, and it is us who open their third eye when they are ready. Because before 12,000 years ago, they misused the powers of the spirit, and therefore their third eye had to be closed. So humanity is so powerless and cannot do anything but what we allow them to accomplish. We are not here to torture them or make life miserable. Indeed, when they overcome, we rejoice to open the third eye. When they overcome, we would want them to gain their spiritual powers. Gaining spiritual powers is not the goal. The goal is to come back to light, become a light worker, become a paravipra, become a person that dedicate their ability and talents to create the professional organization, the perfection in everything they do, and they progress to make whatever they do perfectly. Their dedication, the perfection of their products, put them aside. That is when you know he or she is an elect. Even if they're not perfect in the beginning, they study, they observe, they meditate, they progress, they make themselves more and more perfect in what they do. We do not expect anybody who walks into the mission to be perfect, but we expect those who indeed are chosen to become an observer of themselves. They do not need Maitreya to make them happy. They need their essence. Concentrate on their own essence and recognize how they can be perfect, part of the mission, and be happy because they are progressing. We are unhappy because our essence knows that when we lag behind, when we do not progress, when we do not go to our perfection, we become depressed and unhappy. Like the river that going to the ocean. As far as it flows, it jumps of joy and laughs and is happy. But the moment it stopped and become a pond, it become dirty, smelly, and depressed. So become a river. Jump of joy and laugh loudly toward the perfection and return to the essence. We have done everything for you to see this vision clearly. We have sent prophets, thousands of them. We have sent the major manifestation with the clear revelation. We promise that there will be prophets coming from Abram and Abraham. We fulfill them. We send a prophet from Abraham as Christ. We send a prophet from Abram as Prophet Muhammad. We promise that all the prophets will come from the same race, and they have, just to make you recognize that we can do all these things. Therefore, do not intellectualize us. Do not try to put us out and say God does not exist. We clearly have proven we do exist. We are in control. No matter how powerful the nations or people you might be, and no matter how much destructive force you might have, if you do not use those powers according to the will of the universe, they will be broken. Humanity, listen to these words very carefully and recognize that we have made you powerless for your own good. We have taken control of your lives because you have fallen into darkness. We are trying to turn you around, to baptize you. That is what humanity have to recognize, that the goal of the life is to become divine, to turn around, be baptized. Recognize this revelation. Realize the power of the darkness. The darkness indeed is powerful. It was powerful before this creation and the steps we took to make humanity powerless. The only thing it can now offer you is the glitter of this world, your ego, your fears, your attachments, your desires, And if you close your eyes, if you listen to these words, you contemplate why I am here, why the scriptures, who is the essence. You have no choice to recognize there's a purpose in your life, and that purpose is not to follow into your desires or going toward what this world offers. Indeed, close your eyes toward this external world and what it offers, to within, to see yourself, your essence, and recognize that we already given the way back to the essence. In one level, we are independent from this creation, and whatever happens will not affect us whatsoever. In another level, we are concerned about this creation and the darkness, and that is why we have gone through all these steps to this point. This darkness will return to light for sure. But the more you resist it, the more you delay the dedication to it, the longer it will take. Indeed, it is hard to imagine what else could we have done to give this message clearer to you. It shows that the light went through the darkness, recognized the eternal divine path. It put you through step by step of evolution to this point. The creation is logical. It's been created with the logic behind it. And now, with this revelation, we have given you the whole truth. And still, you resist it, or humanity doesn't want to see it. I think our work is done. Indeed, we are finished to give revelation to humanity. Read though, read the satsangs been given. Indeed, Maitreya has given you everything we told him to give you. He did not add anything of himself to it. We and him are one. So not only these are the voice and the words of God, or the essence, the whole though, and the satsangs and the revelation for last 20-some years that has been given to humanity is perfected. This will be our last session of revelation. We will reveal to Maitreya what will be the next steps in reaching out. It is done. It is finished. Listen to these words. Create the environment that is necessary to bring the kingdom. These two sessions of revelation indeed give our will to humanity, and the rest of revelations are the details are given to man. We are done.